W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW1590AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Embattled Republican New York Congressman George Santos remaining at the center of controversy. New campaign disclosures suggesting at least $625,000 in campaign loans Santos previously reported were self-funded might not be. The amended filings do not disclose the original source of the loans, the due date, or the interest rate, something experts say could be in violation of campaign finance laws. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is kicking two longtime Democrats off the powerful House Intelligence Committee.
Speaker McCarthy rejecting former Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff and member Eric Swalwell from new seats on that panel, claiming Schiff lied about the Russian investigation and Swalwell is a foreign security risk.
It's not anything political. This is not similar to what the Democrats did.
Speaker McCarthy, however, appointing members of his own party to powerful committees who had pushed debunked conspiracy theories and election denial. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News. Scott Rolen is the only player voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year by writers. None of the other 27 players listed cleared that 75% threshold needed for election. Lego says it's moving its North American headquarters to Boston, the company saying it will transition from its current location in Connecticut by the end of 2026. 3M announcing it is cutting 2,500 manufacturing jobs worldwide in an effort to align with adjusted production volumes. Power finally restored in Pakistan after its worst outage in months.
Pakistan's energy minister saying power has been fully restored in Pakistan, but that the country needs to invest in its power grid, specifically in its distribution system, adding, quote, the government plans to add more distribution lines within the next 36 months, end quote. This comes after the country's latest power outage left millions without power. Many Pakistanis continuing to face scheduled load-shedding outages meant to save electricity. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
And welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, our third hour, our 1 o'clock hour, no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. Thank you for tuning in and spending time with us today. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com. And coming up, we have a very fun hour, because this is our fun hour.
It is.
Where we do goofy things, entertainment stories, and also human interest stories, where we interview really interesting people in Wisconsin doing awesome things. And today is no different. Samantha Danen is a brewer at Third Space Brewing, which we've also featured before with their 1 in 4 brewing. But she is also, and more importantly, maybe in our eyes, is the Pink Boot Society Wisconsin chapter leader. And we'll get a little bit more into what the Pink Boot Society is. But welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So are you wearing, is that on the live stream, we're seeing you with a pink hat. Is that the Pink Boots Hat Society hat?
This is one of our purveyors, which is Malt Europe. They are one of the people who, you know, provide grain for us all across the country. But specifically, they do a lot of donations with us for Pink Boot Society. And help us raise a lot of funds. And a lot of their employees are Pink Boots members in the state. And yeah, they're really awesome. So they created these pink hats to kind of commemorate the Pink Boots. And yeah, it's one of my favorites to wear.
Sam, are you in a lab?
I am in a lab right now. It's the only quiet place in the brewery. So,
no, that's great. It was just like, oh, there's test tubey things back there.
Because it's so funny, because you think of brewing beer, and I've been joking all day. I know a lot about drinking beer. I know very little about brewing beer, but it is a science. Like, you all are scientists. Yeah. And we have a mutual friend, Carol Walker, who's a brewer over at Miller. And she was like pre-med and then decided she wanted to go brew beer. But it's a science. And so the fact that you are in a lab is because it's chemistry, right?
Yeah, there's so much science that goes into brewing beer, and it's really fun when you get to like really know the particulars of the science behind the brewing process and each individual thing. Yeah, we do have we're really lucky to have a lab manager here, so somebody who's in complete job is monitoring all of our quality control and lab management stuff. So I'm in his room right now, which he was gracious enough to let me borrow it. But yeah, so it's such a really fun and fascinating part of what we do here.
So I was reading, so it's not only just that you are a woman brewer at Third Space, or that you are the leader of the Wisconsin chapter of Pink Boot Society, but you are the first female craft brewer in Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, not in Wisconsin particularly, but in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So there have been several. really incredible women. A lot of them, which I know personally, and who are part of Pink Boots, who came before me across the state of Wisconsin. Okay. But as far as Milwaukee goes, I've been given that title as far as the first female craft brewer.
And what is the difference? We don't have to get too much into it because it is science-y, but the difference between being at Miller or being a craft brewer, is it just because of, you'd think definitely because of like the quantity, but is it also the difference recipes and what ingredients you need? And what is kind of that distinction mean?
It really just does come down to quantity. Okay. Yeah. So the way that it kind of works is that you get kind of lumped into a certain type of category, depending on how much beer you're able to produce and that you're, you know, selling throughout the year. So, you know, macro breweries are going to be, you know, lumped into one category, and then you have, you know, your micro and your craft brewery. So craft brewery, you know, we don't make enough beer to be considered, you know, a macro brewery like Miller, or, you know, all those other examples. So
the other ones we won't name that aren't Wisconsin based.
Yeah. All those other ones.
So just to back up a little bit about your story, because I do want to talk about Pink Boots. There's so many different angles I want to go, but how did you find yourself to be a brewer?
Yeah, I never really thought that this was going to be my job. I had gone to school for art history. That's what I got my degree in at UWM. And I really thought that was going to be my path. I thought I was going to go down the path of becoming a curator someday. That's what I wanted to do for most of my life. But then when I was in college, I started homebrewing with a buddy of mine, and he really introduced me to the world of craft beer, and I just fell in love. You know, like I when I first got to college, I was really only drinking like PBR and whatnot.
Whatever you could afford, basically.
I still love a PBR. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, like I got introduced to this world of craft beer, and I was just like, wow, I had no idea that there were so many nuances and there were so many like different, you know, flavors and aromas and styles and stuff that could be produced with something that was made up with, it's only made up of four ingredients, you know? So I found that super fascinating. And just like school, I like just started reading a bunch of books about it, trying to do as much research as I could. And as I did that, I just fell more and more in love with it. So yeah, then after the homebrewing thing, you know, kind of sparked my passion, I kind of started thinking, you know, maybe I could have a career in this rather than going down that art route. And then it was just a matter of, you know, trying to find somebody who would give me an in into the industry, because I really didn't know anybody working as a brewer at the time.
Sam, I'm curious what your parents said when you told them, yes, I have this art history degree and I was ready to go to New York and now I'm going to make beer.
Yeah. They were really surprised, but my dad is a big beer lover, like many Wisconsinites. He's notorious for only drinking ice cold MGDs out of a bottle. So I did a lot of that with him, you know, drinking a lot of those. But you know, I think he understood that, and my mom as well. Like, you know, they used to always tell me, like, if I had to wake up every morning doing something that I love, what would it be? And at somewhere along the way, it went from, you know, working in the art world to, you know, working in the beer industry. And I think they both knew, like, I was going to pave a way for myself no matter what. And that they were definitely there to support me. So, yeah, I got really lucky with that one.
So you didn't start at Third Space, though, right? You were at a different brewery before that?
Correct. Yeah, I started at Company Brewing in River West. That was in 2015. I got to be one of the people who kind of helped them like rehab the place and get it open and get it started. And yeah, I started out there as like a server and a bartender, you know, just kind of like really hoping to get my foot in the door. And when they needed a little bit more help back in the brewery, they finally called on me and I was able to, you know, show what I got. And yeah, that was such an incredible experience for me. George, the owner, and Roscoe, who was the head brewer for a long time there, they really mentored me and trained me up to be, you know, teach me pretty much everything that I needed to know in order to do this job professionally. And then, yeah, by the time I ended up leaving there, I was the head brewer, which was really awesome. But
that's so awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, I would imagine, I know less about company brewing, but knowing more people at Third Space, I think I would imagine it's a friendlier place to be a woman brewer because, yeah. You know, just based on some things. But I would imagine to a certain extent, not every brewery is necessarily easy to be a woman brewer. And so enter Pink Boots Society. And so tell us a little bit more about that organization and who it serves and what its mission is.
Yeah. So Pink Boots Society is, let's just talk about like what it is really quick. Yeah. You know, it is an international organization. So we have chapters all over the world. It's made up of women and non-binary individuals that work in the fermented beverage industry. So it's not just beer anymore. The past couple of years, we actually transitioned it to be all types of fermented beverages. So we got, you know, spirits, wine, kombucha, cider, anything that can be fermented, you can be a part of Pink Boots. All you have to do is make like about 20% of your income from one of those industries. And you get the benefits of, you know, what we're offering through our organization. So pretty much what we do is we fundraise money for our individual chapters. And we use that money to provide really awesome scholarships and educational opportunities for our members, whether that's, you know, this past year, we had a couple brew days at Old World, Wisconsin, where we got to see what brewing was like, you know, way back in the day when they're brewing over an open flame. So that was really awesome. Whether it's, you know, going to a hop farm and being able to see, you know, where these materials are coming from that we're using on a daily basis, learning more about the science in the industry and, you know, all the fun quality control stuff that is so fascinating. So yeah, it's a really great opportunity for people. It's primarily, you know, women and non-binary individuals to really get to learn more about what this industry offers. And also the biggest takeaway I've found as being a member is really being able to network with those other individuals who, you know, when I started out in this industry, like I didn't really see anybody else that looked like me. And that was really intimidating, you know, and then to meet all these other women who've gone through this and, you know, blazed these trails and, you know, be able to hear their stories and then having us being able to communicate with each other and look out for each other has been so huge. So I think that's just like one of the, you know, one of my favorite parts about what Pink Boots Society is able to offer.
Absolutely. And so we have to take a break, but when we come back, I also want to talk about, because you guys do a beer every year, right? Like a Girl?
Yep.
And so what, well, we still have a minute. So tell us a little bit more about Like a Girl and then we'll go to break.
Yeah. So every year, Pink Boots Society, they host these, you know, they allow people to order this hop blend that we all have an opportunity to give our input on. So we smell a bunch of different hops and we get to, you know, decide what hops we end up wanting to be in this blend. And then Yakima Chief, who is one of our hop purveyors, they offer this blend to breweries, you know, all over the world. And you order these hops and then you make a beer out of it. And then a portion of those proceeds, you know, goes back to the Pink Boots Society. So Like a Girl is a beer that Third Space brews every year. And we're able to, you know, bring some money back to our chapter.
Which is so great. All right. Well, we're going to take a break really quickly. But Sam Danen, who is the brewer over at Third Space Brewing and also the Wisconsin chapter leader of Pink Boots Society, will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Cool. And you treat it like a fool. You can choose to let it go.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, man. mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's my name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 21 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely 32. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows around 21 overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now 26.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bright. Jane, that's the wrong kind of alcoholic beverage.
Doesn't it have to be fermented?
Is tequila fermented?
Yeah, it's a spirit. You got it. That's
okay.
Fine.
It's not malted. When I was learning about seltzers, because most of the seltzers now are made like beer, almost like malted, like, right? Isn't that the difference of...
So seltzers are actually a little bit different. So okay. Most seltzers are just like water that has a bunch of sugar, and then you ferment that sugar product. So okay. there's usually not any grain that's actually involved in a seltzer. A lot of people, you know, will do, like, if you're getting like a Smirnoff seltzer or something like that, that's a little bit different because they do use like grain alcohol for that.
See, like I said, I'm good at drinking this. I don't know a lot about how it's made, but we are talking to Samantha Danen, who is a brewer at Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee and is also the Wisconsin chapter leader of Pink Boots Society. And do you, I guess before I want to go back to the Like a Girl beer, but as you just said, as I didn't even fermented, do you have interest in ever expanding your resume and working in other fermented beverages beyond beer? Or are you there? Is there still a lot to learn and... The frontier of beer is still there for you?
For me personally, I think I would probably stay in beer. I do find, you know, other fermented beverages to be super fascinating, and the sciences that are behind those as well. But for me, I think my like passion and my love for beer will probably keep me in this industry for a long time. And yeah, you know, it's just, there's something about it that is just really intoxicating for me.
No pun intended, or maybe intended. I don't know. So as far as going back to the Like a Girl beer, that release for this year is coming up, right?
Yes. We're going to be having the brew day on February 8th. So we're going to have a bunch of girls from all over the state come and help brew the beer here at Third Space Brewing. And then we're going to have the release on March 8th, which is International Women's Day here at Third Space. And it's just going to be one big party. You know, we're going to, you know, just release the beer that day and hope to raise a lot of funds for our chapter.
That's so awesome. And so just remind everyone, if they are just tuning in, what the... When you raise money for the chapter, it goes to scholarships?
Yeah. So when we are able to raise funds for our Wisconsin chapter, we're able to provide scholarships for our members and really fun educational opportunities as well that, you know, really go hand in hand with what they're doing in their industry.
And so for people young or old who have an interest, I feel like this is the same thing with stand-up. You hear people who are like, always in the back of their mind that they would want to try. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who want to try their hand at craft brewing. And so for people who are, whether it's a career or a hobby, what advice would you have for people who are interested in brewing beer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say, you know, definitely go to like different craft breweries or craft beer bars around town and, you know, find styles that you're really into and then start researching about those styles, you know. And if you're going to do those things the homebrew way, which is awesome, go to a local homebrew shop and, you know, ask the people who are working there, you know, questions and stuff. But also, like, if you ever see, you know, a brewer at a local brewery, you know, I love answering questions for people when they have them. And, you know, there's always, when I was first starting out, that's kind of what I did, you know, it was just find people who had the answers, and get advice from them if you can.
Is there ever any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I mean, I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles. If you have too much yeast in your, you know, in your bottles and they aren't properly conditioned. That's only if you're going, you know, down the homebrew route or whatever. But yeah, like there are a lot of hazards that come along with brewing on a professional level. Yeah. Pressure is definitely one of them.
I feel like now we have to ask, cause I have one more question, but I've asked this one first. Do you have any like scars? Do you have any, like, what's your worst injury that's happened from brewing beer?
I have a lot of burns, which, you know, have left scars. You know, we deal with like a lot of hot liquid on a daily basis and a lot of hot pipes. And that's probably the worst injuries that I have actually left a mark. Right. I definitely sliced a finger or two open doing, you know, stupid stuff. But the burns are probably the worst.
The battle wounds. All right. So then the final question, and I didn't even know this until you said that you are an art history major, but I don't know if you knew this, but it is Beer Can Appreciation Day. On this show, we love a good random observance. And next we're going to do National Compliment Day in the next segment. But it is Beer Can Appreciation Day. And, you know, there's a lot of unique beer cans out there. And so as someone who both loves art and also makes beer, I feel like you're a very good person to ask. What is your favorite beer can?
Okay. I am going to give a shout out to my old brewery, Company Brewing, because they have, you know, some of my favorite can designs that I've ever seen. And the person who designs their can is Nat Piper. And they're like the artist behind most of the can designs that are at Company. But there was one beer in particular called Zagora Major. That is their Belgian style triple. And it has like these two kind of like gremlin looking Loch Ness monster kind of guys, you know, walking around on it. And it's just so funny. But as far as like other local breweries, like bottles go, I know it's not a can, but 1840, another brewery in town, they have some of the best designs that I've seen. And they're really funny puns as well.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll find some of those and link them to today's blog. But Samantha Danan, thank you so much for joining us. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And so I'm going to drag, even though Jane's not a beer drinker, I'm going to drag her there for March 8th for the Like a Beer.
We'll find
something. There's something else there you can drink. All right. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. When we come back, like I said, National Compliment Day. What's your favorite compliment? Think about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tequila.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Embattled Republican New York Congressman George Santos remaining at the center of controversy. New campaign disclosures suggesting at least $625,000 in campaign loans Santos previously reported were self-funded might not be. The amended filings do not disclose the original source of the loans, the due date, or the interest rate, something experts say could be in violation of campaign finance laws. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is kicking two longtime Democrats off the powerful House Intelligence Intelligence Committee.
Speaker McCarthy rejecting former Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff and member Eric Swalwell from new seats on that panel, claiming Schiff lied about the Russian investigation and Swalwell is a foreign security risk.
It's not anything political. This is not similar to what the Democrats did.
Speaker McCarthy, however, appointing members of his own party to powerful committees who had pushed debunked conspiracy theories and election denial. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health?
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With Kristen Bry, Jane Mettner. Good song choice.
Thank you so much, little Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Samantha was so much fun.
Oh, isn't she?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, not. I guess it doesn't surprise me, but I would imagine that if you think of a group of women brewers, the likelihood that they're going to be cool, I would bet on being high.
Yeah.
Maybe more so than other. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other professions where you're like, are they cool. going to be fun? I don't know.
Yeah.
Accountants?
Maybe not. Sorry, so much. Accountant. In their own way, certainly.
But it's so interesting. So I'm serious that I am definitely going to go. Third Space does so much cool stuff.
Yeah, they do.
This is obviously where Sam works. We interviewed Matt Sizz back in October for the 1 in 4 beer that they brew.
Right.
That raised money and awareness about domestic violence. And that was so cool. And I went to their fundraiser when they did. They actually partnered with Sterner House. And that event was awesome. And they have such a cool space. So if you have not checked out Third Space Brewing, they are not paying us. This is me genuinely recommending you to check out Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee. They have a great space. They have great beer. Good people work there all around.
And they do good
stuff.
Thumbs
up. Yes. So it is National Compliment Day.
Happy National Compliment Day.
Happy National Compliment Day. It's not a real holiday, but half the time when we do any of these things, it's not a real holiday. It's just an excuse to talk about it on the show. And today is an excuse to say something nice to someone, because we don't necessarily do that enough. Do you feel like you are generous in your compliments?
I try to be.
I try to be, too.
I really do. And it's something, especially over the last couple of years with the pandemic and then masking and all of that stuff. And I just, the smallest thing can bring a smile to somebody's face.
My favorite, there's these types of videos, and there's different people who do it, but the certain social media accounts, there'll be TikToks and stuff of people from the car. The people who are filming are in their car and they'll roll down their window. And it's basically almost, it's like borderline catcally, except it's so, you know, pure and not threatening at all. But they'll roll down their window and then they'll just like get someone's attention and give them the nicest compliment.
Oh.
And you just see people's face, because they're one, they always laugh because they're so not expecting it. Because when you have someone call at you from a car, you're like, what's wrong? Am I in danger?
Or this is going to be bad.
Yes, but it is. And then all of a sudden they say something incredibly kind about their outfit or their hair, or they're just fabulous. Or did you drop your crown? You're such a queen. Oh. Like things like that. And you just see the biggest grin come over people's face. And so truly, I think, especially unexpected compliments from strangers. And you're like, I like your jacket. Or I love your hair. Or, you know, the things that...
Little things.
You just don't know. You never know what kind of day someone's having.
Exactly.
So little things like that can really.
I did it yesterday, as a matter of fact, in
did
the grocery
you?
Store. And this woman had a sweatshirt in the back of the sweatshirt, and it was all done in sequins and diamante stuff. And so it was all different kinds of cocktail glasses. One was a martini glass and one was a beer glass. And underneath it said group therapy.
And that seems like something you would wear.
It just called to me. It just called me. So I just tapped her on the shoulder and I said, that's a great shirt. I think I gave her almost a little heart attack. She didn't see me, but I got a big smile out of her. And again, it can just be the littlest, seemingly insignificant thing that can really brighten somebody's day.
Yeah. And so this is open to anyone. If you would like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. What is the best compliment you've ever gotten that's really stuck out to you? Or what is the best type of compliment you can get? Because not all compliments are created equal, if you think about it. And it, like, if it's something on how you look versus a job well done versus your personality. But, you know, when someone, for example, you know, it's a compliment when someone asks for the recipe that you brought to a potluck.
Absolutely.
Right. And so some people it's less of, oh, that was so good, but it's so good that I want to be able to make it.
Yeah.
So that is like a type of compliment that's really fun.
That's nice.
I feel like the idea when high school friends' parents, this might be more specific to my age, but like remember you. And so this has happened a couple times at weddings.
Since you've been back?
And even when I was not back, but I would still be invited to the wedding.
Sure.
And there was specifically a group of guys that I grew up with who are all still super tight. They grew up together since they were little kids. And so all the parents are friends. And so a lot of the parents have all been invited to the different weddings. And especially when I wasn't living back in Wisconsin and, you know, because I left at 16.
Right.
And the fact that I was still invited to the wedding and I stayed close with a handful of these guys. And so how excited the parents were to see me and catch up with me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Always felt nice. So I think that's like a type of compliment. But yeah, I think it's interesting to think about like what on the receiving end means a lot. Because we're not, especially as Midwesterners, especially as Wisconsinites, we're not always great at taking compliments.
It can be very difficult.
It's like I like that shirt. It's like, oh, I got it for half off. And so you make some kind of follow-up. It's anything but thank you and just taking it.
And say, yes, thank you. That was really nice of you to say that to me.
But it's like, let me tell you how much money I saved getting this thing.
Right.
Or I've had it forever. Or some reason why it's not actually
I found it in the trunk.
Yeah. And so I was thinking about that too, because do you feel like you have different types of compliments that carry more weight for you?
I think it's more about probably, I mean, one of the best compliments I can think of, and this was after our father was gone, but one of my brothers told me how proud he was of me because I was successful in radio. And again, my father was a mortician. So a job in entertainment or radio or anything was really kind of sketchy.
Not practical.
It's like, you're going to starve. You're going to be living under a bridge and you're going to starve. And so that was really nice to hear that he was proud of me and believed I was successful. But additionally, I love it when people tell me I made them laugh. That's everything. It's just everything.
Yeah.
Is it Maya Angelou who said, it's how you made people feel that they will remember?
It's not what you said, but people won't remember what you said. They'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would say, like, the compliment, like, I think I joked a while ago about my love language being words of affirmation, which is true. But then my follow-up, like, joke was, just tell me I'm pretty. But that certainly is not, it's much more about, did I make you laugh? Did I make you think? Actually, one of my favorite compliments these days is every once in a while I'll get a comment on either a video or the show or something like that, where people who admittedly are like, I'm on the other side of the aisle than you, but I really like listening to your show.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. Because I feel like it means that we're approaching topics in a way that you can at least hear it, even if you don't always agree with it, even if we don't change your mind. But it's not something like, there's certain shows sometimes I know for me, I just can't listen to. and so the fact that we approach this in a way where, you know, people are subscribed, they either listen to the show or they watch the videos and stuff like that. And so that always, now I think it's much more about the content and the quality of the content that carries a lot of weight, because it's also what we work really hard at, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think sometimes at least for me, and you could disagree with me, as because we're still taking your opinion on what are the best types of compliments in your view, but, you know, compliments on what you look like, is there's not much you can do about it, right? It's like, what you look like is what you look like, instead of like putting a lot of work into something and having it be recognized.
Certainly. And don't you think, I think sometimes for people who are just really born really strikingly attractive, it's got to be tough for them, because again, it's a genetic crapshoot. If you work out and you take care of yourself and do all those good things, that's one thing, of course. But a lot of people are just, you're just born that way because it was a genetic lottery.
But even now, I mean, the more we learn about obesity and stuff like that, so much of it's genetics.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I mean, for you, my dad, like, my dad's 6'8 and like 200. My dad is a bean. And like, I've got his genes. And so even though I've only worked out really like 10 times since the wedding, you know, I'm fortunate enough. And I acknowledge that in our society, like, thinness is valued.
Yep.
And that, like, I don't have to struggle with finding time in this very busy schedule. It's like, I should be doing it just for my health.
Sure.
That's a different topic, though. But when we're just talking about how you show
look
up
like
in the world,
yep,
so much of that is genes or wealth.
Yes.
I love those memes sometimes when it shows like Tom Brady, the year he got drafted versus what he looks like now. It's like, just a reminder, or like the Kardashians. It's like, just a reminder that you're not ugly, you're just poor.
Yes, money can fix many things.
Money.
Including bad noses and bad chins. I'm talking to you, Ivanka
but
Trump.
But it's not even that. It's affording the best hairstylist. It's affording
a cook.
Weekly facials. It's affording stylists to know how to dress your body type.
Like, manicures and all the primping, right?
Totally. And so there's genetics, and then there's also wealth that can add to that. Neither of which have anything to do about working hard.
Yeah.
In my view. Maybe that's very Midwestern of me to be like, I want to be recognized for my hard work and my work ethic.
That seems very Wisconsin. Yes. But you can still tell me I'm beautiful.
That's true. That's true. But it's also scientifically proven of, like, as far as the value of compliments. So giving compliments increases your happiness. So being the giver, not just the receiver, research shows that you can reliably increase your personal well-being by engaging in random acts of kindness towards others.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's not only a free and easy way to make someone else feel better, but it also, you actually scientifically make yourself feel better.
Well, you're giving joy.
Mm-hmm. And then some of the other reasons why you should be doing it is it actually increases your stress resilience and your physical health. Isn't that wild?
Giving a compliment.
So we are in the middle of an epidemic of loneliness.
Yeah.
And people who are lonely are less resilient to stress and suffer from inflammatory disorders such as obesity, high blood pressure, and worse long-term COVID symptoms. And loneliness leads to depression. So to recover from depression, a decrease in negative emotions is most important. And so it's the amount of positive emotions that an individual experiences that will predict whether someone is more susceptible or can relapse into depression.
Wow.
And so research shows the amount of positive versus negative emotions people experience is a surprisingly big predictor of health. And so even, again, giving or being with people who make you feel good, I think that's also the part of it, of not surrounding yourself with people who necessarily don't are not generous with their compliments is an important piece of this.
Yes.
And being with people who lift you up versus tear you down.
Yes.
Also, this is a little bit of a side note, and I think this is my new mantra. Don't take criticism from anyone who you wouldn't take advice from.
That's a wonderful
point.
Isn't
that good?
Yes.
And I just realized how many people I would not take advice from. And I was like, oh, so it doesn't matter when they say that they didn't like my show.
I love that. That will make an easier walk through life, I think, for
right?
some. Definitely.
I saw that. So someone was like, I learned this in art school. And I was like, oh, that's really good.
But truly, if you don't respect their opinion, why do you care what their criticism is?
Mm-hmm. If you don't think that they have anything value to improve the work.
Right.
Because they're like, well, that's a dumb idea. They're like, well, it's a dumb idea that she didn't like my work in the first place.
You have no taste.
So give a compliment today. To a stranger, to your spouse, to a friend, because it's more things than it does more good for you than you probably thought it would. It builds interpersonal connection. It's just a fun thing all around. And then maybe go find your favorite beer can, because it's also Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Roll it all together.
All right. Well, when we come back, talk a little bit more about Million Dollar Giveaway, State of the State, wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me, baby, tell me that you love me, yeah, 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 yeah.
Tell me something.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll keep woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast, overnight, with lows around 21. Winds out of the southeast, around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Snow likely, high of 32. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow night, 21. Cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Metnair on the board. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. And a reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover or an idea for a guest we should have on or feedback in general, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And another reminder that on Thursday at 9 a.m., so Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m., the doors fly open. The metaphorical doors fly open. Really, just the application online becomes available for our Civic Media's $1 million ad giveaway. And it's exactly what it sounds like. We are giving away free ad space on our radio airwaves. And if you are a business owner in Wisconsin, we're talking to you. And so all you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million. And you'll fill out a little bit of an application, not very long. And then the follow-up will be with one of our salespeople who will work with you. If you're intimidated by, well, what would I even say in a radio ad?
Or what do I want them to do? You know, what do I want these ads to do?
Where do I want to send them? Yes, exactly. We can help you with that. I mean, I won't. One of our salespeople will.
We got Johnny. Johnny's awesome.
And so, but then also when you're filling out the application, just make sure you tell them Jane and Kristen sent you from As Goes Wisconsin. Please. Because it's, you know. You heard it from us. You might have heard it from other shows, but just say you heard it from us because
it's just easier.
We're slightly competitive.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's
all good.
It's all good.
All good fun.
So mark your calendars. January, Thursday, January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow. We'll be live by the time it's on Thursday.
Yeah.
The show will have started. Maybe we'll have live updates.
That'd be great.
How many we have left. But yeah. And then also another Civic Media update. State of the State is tonight. Maybe I need a better joke. I tried to tweet out yesterday that we call him Oblander.
Yeah.
It didn't get as much traction as I thought it would.
I think it's perfect.
I think we need
We
need a graphic of Governor Tony Evers with like Homeland. This is Homelander that we're talking about from The Boys of the the riled up version of Governor Evers we call Oblander. Which is like how Obama had his anger translator.
Right.
And do you think Oplander will come out tonight?
I'm sure he will.
I don't think so.
I
think he'll be pretty even keeled.
You don't think he's going to come out with a jazzed as heck?
Is that one pretty played out at this point?
Holy mackerel.
Because this one, I feel like the State of the State's a little different than an inaugural speech.
True.
Where it's like, this
a little
is
more
buttoned
about
up. Like the agenda, yeah. What we want to do. And, I don't know what the bingo card will look like for tonight.
The Oplander bingo card.
The Oplander bingo card. If I had more time today, I would go home and make that and play along. Because we're going to be playing it live on Civic Media. So if you are listening to any of our stations or civicmedia.us, streaming it on the website or on the app, the Civic Media app, you can follow along and listen to our live coverage of the State of the State starting at 7 p.m., we got our news director, Terry Bell, and Todd Alba, who you heard earlier today, giving their analysis. What is an analysis of a State of the State sound like?
That was a very pointed point the governor made. And I expected a little more holy mackerels.
But I wonder, is there any surprises? Because I think as we're playing the promos throughout the day, marijuana, childcare. I mean, there's a lot of stuff right now, right?
There is.
If you think about the battle over baby battles, but it is kind of going to be a battle. But like, what do we spend the surplus on? which I feel like so much of going into this year for the budget negotiations is, do we spend it on PFAS and helping all of these communities that have contaminated water?
Yeah.
Because as we talked to Katie Rosenberg, mayor of Wausau, it's very expensive to filter that. And we have a childcare crisis. We have schools. We have people who want to pay less in taxes. There's a lot of different things and a lot of shared revenue. A lot of different people who have opinions on how we should spend that money. So I imagine both Governor Evers and the response from either, did we ever figure that out, if it's going to be Lamehue or Voss?
I'm assuming, actually, that it's going to be Lamehue again. He did it last time.
This is where my brain went just now. So you know the song in Chicago where it goes, now you got to imagine it with two people. It's Swell with two people. And Catherine Zeta-Jones sings it, and then she does the whole like bit that she did with her sister before she killed her sister. You seen Chicago, the musical?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Mostly because this is a TikTok thing. And I'm just imagining if they did it together with, like, jazz hands.
That would be so great. That will never happen.
Imagine it with two people. Swell with two people. And then Voss and Lamehue just come out.
That would be great.
Vaudeville.
But I want to say, too, if anybody listening is a graphic designer or you like to doodle, I would love to see your Oplander suggestions. Because that could go on a T-shirt.
Maybe I'll put that on the Wisconsin Reddit thread. That feels like Reddit feels like a place where people will upload their, like, Photoshop out this thing? And then the internet goes crazy and puts all these other things that could be in there, of like you riding a rainbow or you riding a Toadzilla.
There's so much potential.
Did you know that Toadzilla is a thing? Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow with Greg.
I did not.
They've found the largest species of toad.
Oh, I do
and
know.
And it's like the size of Cliff. It's like an 11-pound toad.
Yeah,
it's massive.
It's terrifying.
So maybe we Photoshop Oplander riding Toadzilla. This is...
You might be onto something.
I might be onto something.
This is something so stupid.
It could work.
That could actually work, yes.
per usual. I mean, this is a great... Sometimes I feel like when we let the show get a little off the rails at the end of the show, it's a very good segue into Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
That
is a whole show about going on a tangent.
Exactly.
And one topic bleeding into another and then trying to bring it back to the conversation at hand. But it always makes sense in your brain why that connection and association was made that took us on the tangent.
Right.
Even if it means referencing a 2003 Chicago musical Catherine Zeta-Jones performance that still lives in my brain rent-free, apparently.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It was an Academy Award winning performance. Actually, speaking of that, you have to go check what the Academy Award nominations came out while we were on... before we came on air, but I haven't checked them yet.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I think, has the most with like 11 nominations.
That one you didn't like?
I liked it. It just, I had issues with it.
It's a little long.
It's too long.
We still need to watch it.
I should have edited it.
Well, stay tuned for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got Chad Holmes coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Tune back in tomorrow at 11 a.m. when Greg Bach will be back. And it will be again, As Goes Wisconsin. Live it up when you get the chance. When the world doesn't make no sense. And you're feeling just a little too tense. Gotta loosen up those chains and dance.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.